From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 20 people, including a Somali politician, killed when a pair of car bombs ripped through Somalia's capital 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350. First blast occurred at a popular hotel, which Al-Shabaab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. Second car bomb exploded near the former parliament building, causing unknown damage. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility for the attacks. Catalonia's deposed president, Carles Puigdemont, has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain.
No se trata de suspender el autogobierno.
It is not a question of suspending self-government or of intervening or cutting it. It is simply a matter of returning self-government to normality as soon as possible. Normality begins by recovering institutional legitimacy and by returning the voice to the Catalans.
Y por devolver la voz a los catalanes.
Rajoy also called for calm. In other news, the Iraqi Kurdish parliament meets today to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who is under pressure to step down following an independent referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the referendum vote illegal and in response sent his forces to retake control of the disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. This is VOA News. A U.S. service member was killed, six others wounded. It happened in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province. NATO's Resolute Support Mission office said that the crash was not the result of enemy action. Earlier, the Taliban had claimed responsibility for downing the helicopter. UN Children's Fund warning potentially life-threatening malnutrition soaring among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh to escape violence and abuse in Myanmar. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund does not know the extent of acute malnutrition among Rohingya child refugees. So UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says a nutrition survey is underway that will provide vital data when it is completed in November.
What we already know is that the combination of malnutrition, sanitary conditions, and disease in the refugee settlements is potentially catastrophic for children.
More than 600,000 Rohingya refugees have arrived in Cox's Bazar since August 25th to escape violence and persecution in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state. Children comprise nearly 60% of the refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges and an investigation of Russian influence on last year's election. President Trump so far has not referenced the report in any of his recent tweets. An investigation is looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. They are also examining the possibility Mr. Trump might have tried to interfere with the Russian investigation. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has been disqualified from Parliament because he was a dual national at the time of the last election. A court has ruled that four other politicians were wrongly elected because they held British, New Zealand, and Canadian citizenship. Australia's constitution bans subjects or citizens of foreign powers from sitting in federal parliament. Anne Toomey, a professor at the Sydney University Law School, says that part of the constitution is unlikely to change.
I don't see any real appetite for it. It's not the type of thing you'll have people marching on the streets for. The reality is that this issue can be easily sorted by parties just having strict vetting procedures in relation to their candidates. We don't really need to change the constitution to fix it. There's not a pressing underlying issue, I don't think.
Two other MPs have been cleared by judges of any wrongdoing, and their parliamentary careers will be continuing. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.